Hello, patrons.
Hello.
How's it going, Smashed Hats?
Hey.
You like that one? You like that new graphic?
Hey, you like that, Jeeves?
Terry.
Yes?
I got something for you, Terry.
Oh?
I got something for that ass.
More like, I got something for that ass.
Oh, okay.
A quiz for Andy. Where Andy quizzed me a couple of weeks ago on movies. Very general.
Yeah, movies.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, movie buff.
Look, I'll
lover of cinema.
I didn't. Yeah, thank you. Enthusiast, please.
fucking I didn't, guy.
I didn't care for some of your questions, so we're talking about me doing one for the Beatles. I picked some particularly obscure and hard questions.
I got sushi?
Yeah, Matrix? I mean, that was a guess, man.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Still got it. Yeah, fucking the Sandlot is the one that irked me. Well, even when I listen back to it, I'm like...
Hercules.
Yeah.
But I would have got that.
Yeah, because
it's a movie.
It's barely a movie.
This isn't just... A lover of pretentious art house movies.
Throw some Die Hard in there. How about that? Like,
yeah, but it's only easy if you know the answer to.
Yeah, but like the fucking Sandlot, it's barely a movie.
Everyone's seen
it. It's barely a movie.
It's a fucking great movie. Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
How many questions you got?
I got 20.
Okay.
I got 20 questions and a few bonos as well.
Oh, I predict I'm going to get them all right.
Okay, great.
All right, confident.
Okay, here we go. Question one, and I hope you get it wrong.
Can I ask, are they multiple choice?
No.
Oh, well, okay. I at least gave you multiple choice.
Yeah, but you're a Beatle maniac.
Okay, come on.
You're like Nick Cage in The Rock. I'm a Beatle super freak.
Oh, yeah. Irrelevant to the plot.
We just dropped that right now after his vinyl pressing. Okay. What is the recorded date first ever Beatles performance
Fuck
at the Cavern Club?
The recorded date? Give me the year.
The year's easy.
Is it?
Yeah. When they played the Cavern Club first.
First.
Okay, give me the year.
Definitely they can't give you the date. I mean, that, you admit yourself that's mental.
Is it?
I'm going to say 19.
I don't... Oh my God.
1960.
1961.
It was one. I gave myself one.
Okay.
And I was going to say 61.
9th of Feb, 1961.
9th of Feb. Get the fuck out
okay.
of here.
All right.
Did you... Is this from some Beatles question or did you just Google...
I researched these. I was like... What
so this looking? Isn't part of a... This isn't part of a online quiz somewhere.
No.
These questions are going to be insane, Terry.
Okay, go on.
Next question.
What is the closing track of the Beatles' debut studio album, Please Please Me?
Twist and Shout.
Ding!
Boom, interesting fact for you.
I don't care.
No, this is what it is.
All right.
They recorded the whole album in one day,
mm-hmm.
and they left Twist and Shout till the very end of the day, so John's voice would intentionally be hoarse. He only had two takes in him.
Oh.
I think, I can't remember which one they used, but that's what you get.
Okay. Great. What was the first single Beatles ever released?
Love Me Do.
The first single.
Love Me Do.
Wrong.
What was it?
My Bonnie. My Bonnie lies over.
No, because that wasn't
that was them.
But that wasn't just the Beatles. That was the Beatles and something Sheridan or something. That's surely it's a question about the Beatles. You gotta give me that. It's the Beatles, the full band's first single.
Bonus point. What date was it released on?
Love Me Do?
No, My Bonnie.
Fucking My Bonnie. 1961.
What date?
I don't know. Date. You have to give me dates. Get the hell
Halloween.
Out of here.
It was Halloween. 31st of the 10th, 1961.
I said 61. Give me that.
Give me nothing. You got it wrong.
Oh my God. You're being so strict about this.
The Beatles played Hamburg in the early 60s. But when they returned in 1966 to play two gigs, can you tell me where they stayed?
In 1966?
Yeah.
I went back to Hamburg in 1966. This is a stitch up. This is an absolute stitch up. This never happened. Never heard of them going back to the cavern in the mid 60s.
Hamburg.
Hamburg, yeah. I mean, yeah. What's the question?
Where did they stay when they played there?
They stayed in Stuart Sutcliffe's place.
No.
Or the fucking...
Tram's Boot Castle is where they stayed.
Come on, Terry. These questions are so frustrating. Oh my God. You're pull them off a quiz that's already there. No. Pick and choose what the best one.
No way.
Oh my God.
You're on one out of four.
No. No.
Yeah.
Surely that's two.
No.
I got Twist and Show.
Yeah.
Legitimate question. Give me 1961 for the other
okay,
one.
Okay, give you the bonus point. Out of a possible five, you have two.
Where's the fifth one?
That's the bonus point. The date. Okay, I'll give you 1961, the first one. Right, fair enough.
So, two out of four.
Okay.
Jeez.
Baby. what month did Ringo...
He's all date related.
What month did Ringo...
I don't know. I'm telling you now. I don't know. Month. What? This one's his fucking...
let me finish the question.
Okay, go on.
What month did Ringo play his first date as drummer of the Beatles? I'll give you...
what month? Yeah. What's with the dates? Go on.
What month?
You play won, the
won,
first...
Yeah, you've won a 12 shot. Take it.
February.
August. August 1962.
swear first, to God, if there's okay. one more date or year question.
First Beatles song to reach number one in the UK.
Please Please Me.
Wrong.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Wrong.
Love Me Too.
Wrong.
She Loves You.
Wrong.
What?
From Me to You.
I challenge that.
Google it.
Go on.
How many UK number ones did they have?
UK number one.
Do not look it up on your computer.
I'm not. I'm looking at the legitimacy of your last question. How many UK number ones? 21.
17. I'll give you a bonus point if you can name the last one.
Free as a Bird.
Long and Winding Road.
Then I think Free as a Bird.
I don't know. That's
a number one.
I don't know. This is what the internet says.
Oh, well, okay.
Where else am I supposed to get my information?
Library.
The archives. Like.
No, Free as a Bird was number two. Fucking hell. This is so annoying.
Close the laptop.
Go on.
Okay, so you're on two out of eight.
What? Yeah. Eight?
Well, this is the eighth one here. This is the eighth question now. You're on
two.
Two
out of seven.
Who directed A Hard Day's Night?
Dick Lester.
Richard Lester, yes.
Maybe to people who aren't his friends. Sure.
Sure, okay. What years were the Beatles films released? I'll give you the first one.
No need.
Okay.
1964.
Bing.
1965.
Bing.
1967.
Bing.
And 1968.
Bing. For a bonus point. What was the last quote unquote film released? And when was it released?
Huh?
They had one more that is quote unquote a film.
Get Back one?
No. Let It Be.
But they didn't release it, didn't they?
I don't know.
That's what the Get Back Sessions is all about.
Anyway, four. You got the answer there.
Okay, great.
So that is three
out of
no, four. Four out of nine. You're on.
Okay.
How many viewers approximately witnessed the Beatles' performance on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Shit ton.
I'm going to need a push for a figure.
57 million.
77 million.
George is getting upset.
When did this take place?
You fucking... it took place in 1964.
Can you give me a month?
No.
Okay.
But you're going to give me that as an answer.
I'll give you a half point.
These date questions. What is this? How am I supposed to know? What date did this fucking happen? Couldn't tell you any dates that anything ever happened, ever.
That's not my problem. Beatles. That's not my problem.
Okay.
If you'd said Feb 64.
You've tried to stitch me up after that Sandlot question. Yeah. That's what's happened there.
I thought you were a Beatle maniac.
Not a date maniac.
4.5 out of 11.
Oh.
When did the Beatles all get their MBEs?
Another date question? I am going to lose it. They got them in 1965.
Okay.
Yeah?
Do you want? Okay, I'll give it up.
Give me the year. The date's question. And take away the half one. Not 4.5 out of 11. That's 5 out of 11. And this is now 5 out of 12.
6 out of 12.
6 out of 12.
Alright, fine. You fucking baby. How many were in attendance for Shea Stadium?
Oh,
15th of August 1965.
Great.
If you're wondering.
It was like 70,000.
55,000. 6 out of 13. Rubber Soul is right. Widely regarded as their first concept album.
Uh-huh.
What is the opening track?
Now we're talking. It is, of course, Drive My Car.
Bing!
One of my least favourite Beatles songs, actually.
Mm. So what's that? 7 out of 14?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did the Beatles play their last touring concert?
I know this one. Something Park.
You're close.
It's not Fenway Park. It's like something like Fensbury Park or something Park. And it was in the summer of 1966, if you're looking for dates. August 1966.
29th of August 1966. That was the bonus point.
All right, so you'll give me... I got a park. No. Fucking... What's the name?
Candlestick Park in San Francisco.
You'll give me that, though. I mean, I had it.
No. Okay. 7 out of 15.
Oh, what a stitch.
Okay.
Up. Yeah, go on.
What is the longest song runtime by the Beatles?
Ooh. Interesting. Now, I'm going to give you an answer. And it's going to be the right answer.
It's not
going to
be that 27-minute one. Because that's not...
No.
Okay.
I think the answer is, You Know My Name, Look Up the Number.
That's not what I... That is not correct, Stanley.
Well, is your one longer than 8 minutes?
Yes.
What is it then?
Revolution 9, 8 minutes 24 seconds.
Hang on.
Where do you think I got this from?
Audible.com. You Know My Name. Look up the number. Wow, it's only 4 minutes 20. Alright, forget it. The stereo version's 5:44, but still. Okay.
You're embarrassing yourself, mate.
Oh my god.
Close the laptop. Yeah. So you haven't got one right, so you're still on 7 out of 16. This is fun. What is the only Beatles song to be covered to hit number one in the States?
Ooh. The only one
that had like a cover version to reach number one in the UK, in the US.
With a little help from my friends.
Wrong.
Give me another option. Give me another chance.
Okay.
I am going.
It's by a very famous singer. Like one of the biggest pop stars of all time. I think it's fair to say that.
Who's the person?
I'm not telling you that.
Is it Michael Jackson?
No, it's not Michael Jackson.
It's Frank Sinatra.
And it's not Frank Sinatra. The answer is Lucy in the Sky by Elton John.
Really? I never heard it.
Well,
didn't even know he did it.
Yeah. So we're still on 7 out of 17. Which Beatle was the last one to have a number one solo single post breakup?
I know George was the first.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was John.
Correct. You know what the song is?
Wasn't Imagine, was it?
Nope.
No, I don't know.
It's Whatever Gets You Through the Night. It's with the Plastic Ono Band.
I'm not a fan of that one. Okay. Got it right, though. 8 out of 18.
This is another date one. John Lennon starred in How I Won the War in his only non-musical acting role. What year did it release?
1966.
1967.
But he went to shoot it in 1966.
The question was, when did it release? Eight out of 19. And how many number one songs did Paul McCartney write for the Beatles as a solo credit?
As a solo credit?
Yeah.
But they never went solo credit. They always did Lennon McCartney.
Again.
No, they always did, regardless.
Okay.
Even Give Peace a Chance is Lennon McCartney.
Take a guess and then you can look it up.
Yesterday?
How many? You didn't even listen to the question.
As a solo, well, zero, actually, because they're all credited as Lennon McCartney, but...
Look it up.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I do.
Question. What's the question?
How many number one songs did Paul McCartney write for the Beatles? Solo, I guess, credit.
Longest Google search of all time.
The answer may surprise you.
9?
10, I have.
That's... I think when credited as lead songwriter... 10 for the Beatles when credited as a lead songwriter. I should have really just counted them. Let me guess what they are.
I don't know. I don't have that in front of me.
I'm going to tell you what they are.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
This is going to really blow your mind.
Okay, go on, yeah. Great. This is fun.
From Me to You. All My Lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
And I Love Her.
Andy, what's going on here?
Well, I'm doing it. Paperback Writer. And I've jumped a bunch there. Hey Jude. Hello, Goodbye. Yesterday.
I've no way to corroborate any of this.
Penny Lane. I mean, there's 8. You'll admit yourself. You'll admit yourself, that's enough.
For what?
To prove that I knew that in a roundabout way.
You scored 8 out of 20.
Oh, that was the last one?
Yeah.
I thought it was... That was
number 20.
I have to admit, this has been the most unsatisfying. I thought I was going to roll up and reel off every answer.
What would you prefer that I tailor the questions around?
Like, I don't know, but just on dates. Dates are hard. Who knows the dates of when anything happened?
Me. Ask me a question about a date.
Okay. What date did Paul Thomas Anderson write Punch Drunk Love?
Well, that's not... There's no recorded data on that. When I say, what date did they play...
What date was Boogie Nights released in America?
I'll give it the year. 1997.
Yeah, well, it's easy. We covered it.
Yeah, all right. I would have known.
Look, well, that.
Well, you got me. All right.
What was the total? 8 out of 20. Yeah. I said I wasn't going to get one wrong. Pathetic. I mean, I didn't know. Look, the questions. No one's getting the answer to those.
You're a self-confessed Beatle Honick.
All right.
You're supposed to know more about the Beatles than anybody I know.
I do know more about the Beatles than anyone you know. I'll have a Beatle off with anyone any day of the week.
Clearly.
Nobody would get those questions. No one can answer that question. It is a bullshit question. However, if the Beatles had released it, they would have done it in 1968.
You've let yourself down. That's all I'll say.
I'm just sorry to all my Beatle maniacs out there. God. I'm annoyed. Well,
I'm not envying the car ride home, folks. Let me tell
it's
you.
It's going to be a quiet ride.
Yeah. We're going to be listening to the Beatles, and he's going to be like, you see?
I'm going to hit you with so many facts, your head will spin. Anyway.
This was fun. I had a lot of laughs.
Maybe you enjoyed me losing my shit.
Yeah. I don't know how long we've gone on this one, but 20.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. We'll play a nice Beatles song at the end. Yeah. Revolution 9, all 8 minutes of it.
After that, I'm picking the Beatles song after that, alright?
Why don't you pick that one that you got wrong?
Which one? The longest one?
Yeah.
I'm not putting Revolution 8 at the back of it.
No, the other one you said it was the longest
one.
You
know my name?
Yeah.
Look, yeah, I'll do it, only because I want to do it. You're not going to tell me what.
Is it longer than 8 minutes? Like, oh, 24 minutes. of all the ones.
Right, well, look, we're going to. We'll probably stick a pin in the quizzes for the minute.
Yeah, unless you guys want us to keep doing quizzes,
give us some suggestions. Yeah. We have some thoughts, but we will for sure just put them to one side if anyone has any thoughts on something
they
like
want
to see
us to
us
cover.
Do. Yeah. Another pitch at an H.
Hey,
and maybe three is too much. Maybe we should just come at each other with a movie. You know.
Okay.
Maybe a pitch it. If no one comes up with a better one, then how about in 2 weeks?
Now, I'm giving you all my good movie ideas, though. Like.
Yeah, but just think of one on the fly. We don't have to have them pre-made. I don't have any pre-made.
I do. I have my notepads full of stuff.
Just think of some random one.
Yeah, that's you in a nutshell, mate.
Yeah, but that's the whole fun of it. We're not looking at your actual portfolio. We're just looking.
Sure,
we're
not.
This is anyone with Paul Thomas Anderson. You're stealing my movie.
Yeah. Just when that Timothy Olyphant movie gets made.
I know that has that's by far our most viewed clip on YouTube.
Is it
Ace is Wild? Yeah. It's got over 100. The rest of them, nothing. Really.
Nobody watched it on YouTube, right?
I think a lot of people thought it was going to be a Timothy Olyphant because in the subject I have new Timothy Olyphant movie ?
Those 100 schmucks.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Anyway,
We're gonna grow to YouTube. Don't worry. Don't you guys worry out there. Huh?
Don't you worry about that. Yeah. But yeah, thank you very much for all the support.
Yeah. You're behind the paywall. I love you.
I love you too. We hope to see some of you at the show.
Yeah, if you can make it, the what is it? The 13th. Tickets are £15 up in the Bernard Shaw. Me, Andy, Tony, doing History of Ireland's.
If I may say, just on record, I've enlisted the help of some people, and one of them being Neil Murray, who does our theme tune to this Patreon episode and to our What's So Great About. And the stuff he is sending me for this show, there was one that was just so. I was eating a chipper last week, and he sent me some stuff. I nearly choked. I was in the room by myself, crying with a mouthful of battered sausage that I couldn't swallow because I was laughing so hard. I mean, it's so good. So if you're coming, you'll enjoy it. I'm gonna add some stuff to it. But yeah, it's gonna be a great show.
Think of that image when you're going to sleep tonight, folks.
Yeah, just all mashed up battered sausage. Anyway, on that note,
we'll see you soon. And thanks again for all the support. I love you.
Oh, you know my name. You know.
What is the recorded date of the first ever Beatles performance at the Cavern Club?
The recorded date?